As the population of the area grows, so too do the number of those in need, whether they be children, animals, the sick or disabled, and even trees and plants. With growth comes an increase in the number of nonprofit organizations, many of which have fundraising events or calls for volunteers. In an effort to consolidate all of this information, we will provide a monthly roundup here on Ozarks at Large. In a few minutes, an effort to find 20 men in 20 days. But first, July may seem quiet, but here are a few things going on this month.
The second annual Beach Bingo Bash that benefits the Elizabeth Richardson Center will take place Friday, that's tomorrow, at the UARC Bowl on Dixon Street in Fayetteville.
And then Saturday, the Ozark Natural Science Center is holding a volunteer work day from 9 a.m. to 3. So they need volunteers to come out. I think they're painting some of the buildings,
right.
Just kind of cleaning up around the site.
And this is part of ONSC kind of coming back from a dormancy. So, And you can learn more at their website, the opportunities. Also Saturday night, after you volunteered at ONSC, you can go to the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks, the Firefly Fling. It's been going on for some time now. This may be the fifth annual. I can't quite remember the number. But it takes place at the BGO. It's very family-friendly. There will be music. Tomorrow on the show, we're talking to a fire spinner who's performing there as well.
That's exciting.
It is. I have said no fire spinning in the building, however.
Oh.
Yeah, that's tomorrow on Ozarks.
And then July 19th, a night at the races to benefit the Arkansas Support Network at Fayetteville Town Center. Oh, I thought it might have horses with the night at the races, but...
Well, that's part of the theme.
Right, right.
Yes.
But they can't have horses,
no,
horses at the town center.
They cannot. July 19th and 20th, the annual Stuff the Bus opportunities when you can bring school supplies, literally stuffing the bus through volunteer efforts through the United Way. It helps families who might not be able to afford school supplies. And so you can do that at area Walmarts on July 19th and 20th.
And then the evening of July 20th, a Dream Big Gala to benefit the Children's Safety Center. That is at the Fayetteville Town Center.
And July 26th, Brett Bielema's sixth annual Swing for the Cure. This must be something he brought with him from Wisconsin.
Sounds like it's the sixth annual. He has
yet to coach a game.
Right.
But Coach Brett Bielema's sixth annual Swing for the Cure, benefiting Coleman Ozark. It's at Shadow Valley Country Club in Rogers. And just a note that on August 2nd, which is not this month, there is a Roaring Twenties fundraiser for the Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra. That takes place at Scarpino's in downtown Fayetteville. I'll be the MC for that.
All right. Almost 110 years ago, a court clerk in New York City noticed a lot of boys coming through his courtroom. That man was Ernest Coulter, and he started the Big Brothers Association to help keep boys out of trouble. A few years later, the Ladies of Charity in New York followed suit, befriending little girls, and so began the Big Sisters Association. In 1977, the two organizations joined to form one, the Big Brothers Big Sisters of America, a mentoring organization aimed at helping change kids' perspective and giving them the opportunity to reach their potential through one-on-one relationships. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Arkansas got its start 20 years ago. Brittany Gully is development director for the local organization.
Who can be there for them on the weekends or after hours or whenever. So they really kind of got together and just... took about 2 years, obviously, to get it up and going with funding and staff and stuff like that. But we're fortunate that we're 20 years strong.
It is in honor of the 20-year anniversary this month that they have launched the 20 Men in 20 Days campaign in an effort to recruit 20 new Big Brothers. So, adult males volunteer less than females?
Yes, I hate to admit it, but I think us women just... tend to want to give back a little more, or don't question as much as the men do. You know, people find that their common question is, how much time is this going to take, or how much money is this going to take? And the females don't really seem to care. They want to just give back any way they can. And so sometimes it takes us a little more convincing towards the guys to come out and be a part of our agency. But once they do, they love it. And a lot of times our bigs find that they get more out of it than our littles do. You know, they get to be a kid again and they just have fun. And
that's pretty much the only requirement, to have fun. You heard Brittany say bigs and littles. That's the lingo here. Bigs can take their littles to go see a movie, play video games, go to the park, play ball, things they normally wouldn't get to do if they didn't have a little in their life. It really is just having fun and hanging out twice a month with an at-risk kid.
So they are from single-parent homes. They're from alternate caregiver homes. A lot of our kids live with grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends of the family. Maybe their parents are incarcerated. 1 in 4 of the children that we served last year had an incarcerated parent. Or, you know, the single parent who's just working a lot of hours and just needs somebody else to kind of be there for their kids.
As the requirement is to spend at least a year with your little, many bigs develop quite the relationship with their brother or sister, often texting or emailing about school, tests, or sports outside of the allotted 4 hours a month. The organization served 202 kids last year and aims to help 250 in 2013 in both Washington and Benton counties. The kids are spread out evenly between the two counties, but Brittany says it's more difficult to get volunteers in Benton County. That they're lucky to have the University of Arkansas in Washington County. It provides a lot of volunteers. And that's where this year's Big Sister of the Year is from. However, she graduated this year with her master's.
They've been together for 4 years, and they're like sisters, real sisters now. And so they plan to keep in touch. The little was in her wedding, and they feel like they're a part of each other's family. And so they both kind of get teary-eyed when they talk about, you know, she's moving, but we know we can still pick up the phone or text or email and stay in contact that way.
A success story of sorts. Though success is hard to measure, the national organization held a study in 1995. It showed that youth served by Big Brothers, Big Sisters are 46% less likely to use illegal drugs, 27% less likely to use alcohol, 52% less likely to skip school, and 1/3 less likely to hit someone. In addition, they get along better with friends, teachers, and family members.
Their grades are better, that their social skills are better, that their future outlook is better. So I think that is success in itself.
Though they are calling for men, the number of boys they serve does not outweigh the number of girls. But due to the lack of big brothers, they often spend more time waiting. For men that are apprehensive and maybe need a nudge from the female in their life, the agency also has a program for couples.
A married couple or a couple who's been together at least 7 years. And then big families would be a married couple that have kids of their own. A lot of times we see like they have teenage kids, and so they want to have 6, 7, 8-year-old little in their life, and they teach their kids at an early age about how to give back to their community and how to get involved. It's kind of a bonus for the littles because then they have more than one big to look up to.
Of course, they will take applications of any kind in the next couple of weeks and any time, but they are calling for men. The 20 Men in 20 Days campaign is on its 4th day, and according to Brittany Gilley, they have received 2 applications. Applicants must pass a background and driver check and attend a 4-hour training session. Also going on right now, Bowling for Kids' Sake, a national fundraiser held at bowling alleys. Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Northwest Arkansas is still taking teams for its Luau at the Lane events July 18th, 23rd, 27th, and August 1st, either at Fast Lanes in Rogers or Ozark Lanes in Fayetteville. For more information or to apply, visit bbbsnwa.org. This is Ozarks at Large.